Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts recently visited the British countryside and found that foot-and-mouth disease has brought with it a gloomy air.
In Cumbria, the young green fields are empty and silent under the high spring sky. No one smiles much. The farmers, the shopkeepers and bank clerks, and the guys pulling pints of Marston's Pedigree or Theakston Best in the King's Arms or the White Horse Inn all show a tightness about the mouth, a hopelessness about the eyes. People's shoes, usually caked with luxuriant mud, are achingly clean. People smell faintly of disinfectant. Cumbria is England's idea of England. There are rosy stone villages with ancient spired churches and grass so bright it's almost chartreuse. There are purple-blue hills and butter-colored daffodils. There are the lakes, Windermere, Buttermere, Ulswater, that Wordsworth and Coleridge made the world love, and even a river called Eden. But where last year cows and sheep grazed the fields, this year they are gone. So many of the animals are now dead, burned, and buried. Those that are left are barricaded in pens. Even though the Prime Minister has said that the crisis is over, the foot and mouth is contained, things will soon get back to normal, the farmers don't believe it. They fear the disease could still get in, or, worse, the government people with their shotguns. 3/4 of the English, like most inhabitants of the so-called developed world, now live in cities or suburbs. But they cling to this mythic attachment to the countryside. They see themselves as rural, people of the land, even if the only land they have is a window box in which geraniums do battle with air pollution. Old boys in the pub declare that they fought in the Second World War for the king and for the country that represented not just freedom, but green hills and cool rivers and fields full of wheat. London taxi drivers, stockbrokers, even journalists will tell you that their dream is to leave the city for some village in the Golden Cotswolds or the apple orchards of Somerset. But now the meaning of the countryside as a tranquil, healing antidote to the modern world may be lost in the piles of carcasses still waiting to be incinerated. Despite the official reassurances, many farms are still fortresses surrounded by chemical-soaked barriers. And many of the ancient rights of way across the land are still closed, fenced off with yellow tape, like a crime scene. Up in Cumbria, the farmers talk of selling their land, going to the city to start over, allowing the barns to fall down in their own good time, letting the fields go fallow, and weeds grow over all the graves.
Essayist Diane Roberts is spending a few months in Britain while taking a brief break from teaching English at the University of Alabama.